Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 3094. How to Find the Courage You Need by Stephen Guise of ManyHabits.com. And I'm Justin Mollick, your very own personal narrator. This is where I read to you every day covering productivity, minimalism, personal development, all that fun stuff. I do my best to find the best articles online to help you make your day a little bit better, and my day too, of course. So with that, let's get right to another article and start optimizing your life. How to Find the Courage You Need by Stephen Guise of ManyHabits.com. Life can really beat you up, I've noticed. When you're beaten up on the ground, how can you find the courage to get up and fight again? It's easier said than done when it seems like all of your efforts are met with shapeless hostility from the world. Courage matters, and you must believe it does. When enough things go wrong in a row, it's tempting to throw your hands up and stop trying. After all, nothing you do has seemed to help thus far, so why would it suddenly start working? Well, because that's how life works. There are two types of failure. One type of failure is permanent. No matter how many times you try to operate an electronic device without a power source, you'll fail every time. The other type, the one we face most often in life, is chance-based. For example, a qualified candidate can be turned down for a job. A talented writer can write a great book that doesn't sell. An excellent parent can raise a dysfunctional child. A healthy person can face health problems at any time. We need to find the courage to keep trying because it takes a lot of attempts to get one victory in this unforgiving world. It is worth the effort. If you can believe that your effort and courage to move forward matter, they will. And there's another thing that will help guide you. Courage is the only way. When Ernest Shackleton's crew on the ship Endurance became trapped in pack ice on an expedition in 1915, they were hundreds of miles away from civilization. It was a veritable death sentence given the circumstances, but incredibly, all 28 men survived after a grueling year fighting against the elements. After floating aimlessly in the pack ice, Ernest Shackleton ordered the crew to abandon ship on October 27, 1915. It was a concession of defeat of their original expedition intent, but also a new beginning of courage. Quote, "There was even a trace of mild exhilaration in their attitude, at least they had a clear-cut task ahead of them. The 9 months of indecision, of speculation about what might happen, of aimless drifting with the pack were over. Now they simply had to get themselves out, however appallingly difficult that might be." Alfred Lansing from Endurance, Shackleton's Incredible Voyage. You'll naturally find the courage to move forward when there is no alternative. Courage is often the only way forward. So you must simply choose to move forward instead of giving up or moving backwards. Before they abandoned ship, the crew of the Endurance were in limbo. Could they escape the pack ice and sail their way to safety? Would they be trapped in the ice until they died? Would they abandon ship? They welcomed the most dire outcome because it gave them clarity and courage. If you're in a difficult place, do whatever you can to gain clarity about your situation. Without clarity about what to do next, you'll struggle to find the courage to move forward simply because you won't know what that looks like. The Endurance crew gained clarity and courage when they accepted how dire their situation was and abandoned ship. Some people think that denial is courage. If you deny the harshness of your reality, however, you won't find the courage to face it and make progress. Take an honest inventory of your situation. The worst of it will create the best opportunities to show your true strength in adversity. Humans are tough. Humans are tough and resilient by nature, but you won't find out just how courageous you are until you're in a position of which you have to be. Thus, you may wonder if you are courageous. You may fear that you'll crumble under the pressure, but I know you won't. Courage is a choice above all to move forward. Think of the men of the Endurance. How incredible that all 28 of them were courageous. What are the odds of that? Well, it speaks to the innate courage of humans. They had no choice but to be courageous and move forward, as will you when the time comes, whether that is now or later. This is not to say that cowardice is impossible or that all people are equally courageous. It's more the fact that all humans have the innate ability to be courageous. To find the courage is to understand what it means. Courageous people move forward in the midst of storms. Courageous people continue to try even when the whole world is against them. It's that simple. Take a step forward today, even if you're afraid. Don't give up. You're closer than you think. Quote, "The rapidity with which one can completely change one's ideas and accommodate ourselves to a state of barbarism is wonderful." Frank Worsley, Captain of the Endurance. You just listened to the post titled "How to Find the Courage You Need" by Stephen Guys of minihabits.com, and I'll be right back with my commentary. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Thank you to Stephen. I had never heard that story before of the ship Endurance being trapped and all of them making it out. It's a pretty crazy story. And what an apropos name for the ship, Endurance. But anyway, I'm sure we've both been in some situation before where we felt courage was the only choice forward, and we're likely stronger or more resilient or smarter or really all of the above because of it. I mean, just coming out of the womb and growing up takes courage and resilience and lots of failing to learn to talk or walk and so on. We sometimes forget how much we've been through and what we're capable of. As much as we try to find comfort, it can do more harm than good because we need that constant discomfort and challenge to progress, or even just to sustain. If we're comfortable all the time, we probably will end up going backwards. Comfort shouldn't be the goal. And that isn't to say that discomfort should be the goal, but there always needs to be a balance. So I encourage you, no pun intended, to try to look to do something outside of your comfort zone today to find a little bit of courage and learn from the experience. But with that, thank you for being here. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you tomorrow for the Friday show, and my birthday, actually, where your optimal life awaits.